everyone.
My name is Liliana.
And I'm Grace.
And we are from Sacred Heart and we are in grade 6.
I've been coming to Sacred Heart School since I was 10.
I've been coming to Sacred Heart since I was 4.
We are interviewing our new principal, Mr. Brent Wilson. Why did you choose Sacred Heart School out of all schools?
Well, thanks, Grace. Thanks, Liliana. For a number of reasons, Sacred Heart became available because former principal Mr. Jones had left, so it was a job that I could apply for. And so I chose it because of that, and also because it's got such a great reputation, and I think I've got something I can bring to the school and add to what we've already got as a fantastic school to be at.
So what do you think the best parts of Sacred Heart is?
The people. I think all schools, wherever you are, will never be a school without people, and I know that because of the time already that I've get to meet some fantastic children and indeed staff. I could name them, but I won't go through that. And parents, of course, as well. So, it's all about people, and one of the good things about we know that a school is only ever going to be good as the people that are in it, and I know that already that there's been some great things happening around the school in the last 5 weeks and lots more to come.
What did you think of your first swimming carnival at Sacred Heart?
Again, passion, I think, and probably the attitude that every child had at that carnival. They wanted to do the best for their school and their house, and indeed just the competitive nature, but done in a great spirit. If sport was always played like that, we'd have great examples around how our place is, and no doubt that was set up by the grade sixes. The way they led during the day showed me what great leaders we've got at our school this year. So people like yourself, Grace and Liliana, should be really proud of the way you promoted your teams, and that I walked away from that carnival thinking this is going to be a great year with the children of Sacred Heart.
As principal, what do you want the kids to achieve?
I want everybody, firstly, to be their best. I want everybody to achieve things that they can do, but also to take themselves outside their comfort zone. We all have got things we know we do well at. What we should challenge ourselves to do is to do things we don't sometimes try. Equally, along with that, I would hope children will be somebody that when you leave grade six, you're ready for the next step in your life. And to be ready for the next step in your life, you've got to have a go at different things. You've got to be contributors to society. You've got to be able to challenge, I think, yourself to sometimes go against the crowd. And that's hard as a 12-year-old. And I hope that when you leave our school, you've got great memories of our school. I hope you want to come back to our school. And I know that teachers love it when we see children coming back because they've enjoyed their 8 years, 7 years, whatever it might be, in the knowledge that our school sets you up for success and you're ready for the next journey in your life. And I'd be confident from what I've seen already that the grade sixes are progressing down that path so that in about 162 days' time, you'll be ready to walk out that door and be ready to contribute to St. Pat's.
How do you want kids to remember you by?
I hope you see me as someone who's honest. I hope you see somebody you can have a conversation with about whatever it might be, something you want to share that you're proud of about your own successes. I hope you can talk to me about any concerns you've got. I hope you walk away from a conversation from me knowing that our relationship is still solid. No matter if you don't agree with me, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But what I do think is that we've got to be able to talk to one another about everything that you are have involved in your life, and whether that's inside school or outside. So honest, I would say, trusting, and someone who likes to have a bit of fun too. If you haven't already picked up that, I do enjoy fun, but knowing when the line is and when the line's not. And someone you can respect for who they are.
What inspired you to be a principal?
Probably, I reckon, a number of things. Going back a few years, my dad was a principal, and I still have an outstanding relationship with Dad. But probably part of all that would be that I first started was to be a teacher, and I actually didn't want to be a teacher. Even though my body shape doesn't say it, my first job was to be a jockey. Now, don't laugh, girls, but the jockey part never quite got there. And there were a few other things that went there. And when I got to uni, I actually wanted to be a lawyer. And as things progressed, for a variety of reasons, I thought I'll have a go at this teaching stuff. Couldn't stand being in lectures, couldn't stand being talked at. But as soon as I got in a classroom, I realised I wanted to be a teacher. And as things progressed, when I finished teaching in 1999, I thought I'll have a go at this principal thing. And I probably didn't enjoy a lot of it to start with. But I actually enjoyed it more because you got to spend more time with more kids. Instead of being just with your own class of 30, Now, there couldn't be anything better than spending time with 455 children, right through from 4-year-olds to 12-year-olds, and that is, I actually still think, the very best job in the world. There is not many places you can say that you can influence people's lives and spend time with them growing up, and probably that's a combination of a whole thing. So, yeah, thank you, girls.
Thank you for coming to today's interview.
Hope you enjoyed your time with us.
Can I congratulate you before I go, Grace and Liliana, for a whole lot of reasons. Number one, your questions are outstanding.
That was Love My Life by Robbie Williams.
Hi, I am Emma McLeod and I am 11 years old. And I have been at Sacred Heart for 8 years.
Hi, I am Alice Jones and I am 11 years of age. I have been at Sacred Heart for 6 years.
We are both in grade 6 at Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School, and we are both leaders. Alice is a school captain, and I am a house captain for Nagel. Just because we have been named leaders does not mean that we are the only leaders.
There are many opportunities at this school. These include going to camp with the children, some staff and parents from grade 4, 5 and 6.
In grade 4, we go to Hagley Farm. We stayed at Hagley Farm for 1 night and 2 days.
In grade 5, we go to Camp Clayton for 2 nights. We are really looking forward to going on this year's camp, Woodfield Lodge. We are staying for 2 nights and 3 days.
In grade 4 camp, we go on a tractor ride and we see all the different animals, including cows, pigs, chicken, lambs and many more.
In grade 5, we went on the giant swing and the flying fox. We loved the delicious food they had for us.
This year's camp, we'll find out what happens. Camps are so much fun.
I'm Alice Jones, and we are both in grade 6 at Sacred Heart School. And together we say goodbye to everybody.
And my name's Sierra, and we are both in grade 6.
We are both lucky enough to be taught by our teacher, Mr. Davey, at Sacred Heart.
At Sacred Heart, we are lucky to have a program where we learn all about how to make Jesus real.
We call this MJR. MJR is where we learn how to live out the gospel values of Jesus each and every day.
This means filling other people's buckets by complimenting them on things they do well.
Other things which mean living out the Gospels can mean by giving a walking God moment. This is where you go up to someone and make their day.
Such as giving things to charity or just helping someone out. These things don't need to be big things, but need to show that we're thinking of others.
Another meaningful activity at Sacred Heart that we do weekly is called Circle Time. It has 3 rules, no put-downs.
One person speaks at a time.
And right to pass.
In circle time, we are all equals. We all sit in a circle and have a topic each week.
Such as arguments with friends and how to deal with them and rebuild your friendship.
Circle time is a great way to get problems off your chest.
At Sacred Heart, we have a few acronyms that we represent each day.
These include WEST, which means welcome, encourage, say sorry and thank you.
TUP, which means try to be tolerant, understanding and patient.
We also have another important acronym, GTS, which means greet, treat and speak to each other properly.
Thank you for listening and we hope you have a great day.
It's a teacher-free zone. School's out on City Park Radio.
Hi, I'm Lockie.
And
I've been at Sacred Heart for 8 years.
And I'm Barnaby. We go to Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School. I've been at Sacred Heart for 8 years.
We are in grade 6. At the beginning of the term, we had our swimming carnival.
All of the grade 3s and 6s joined in the races and some did the novelty races events in the Riverside swimming pool.
There was a lot of noise due to all the children cheering and screaming for their houses.
We were all swimming for our houses so we could win the carnival. All the students at Sacred Heart are put into a house so they can compete against each other in the athletic swimming and cross-country carnivals.
All of our houses are named after people who have done good things in their life. The 4 houses are MacKillop, which is green, and named after Mary MacKillop. Nagel is named after Nano Nagel and is blue.
The 2 houses are Young, named after Guildford Young. They are yellow. And Rice is red, named after Edwin Rice. Out of all the houses, McClib won the carnival.
At the end of the carnival, the teachers and some students got to race in a relay together. Mr. Hood, one of Sacred Heart School teachers, was the last person, but he was swimming with a snorkel.
We thought that everyone had fun trying to swim the hardest, and we all encouraged all those who didn't like swimming. Mackenzie Bowman had a broken leg, but she still had a go at swimming.
Barnaby and I wish that the other kids also like swimming, and we hope that when Grade 2 do the carnival next year, they also think that it is a thrilling experience for them.
The Riverside Pool was a great venue to hold our swimming carnival, and we thank the adults and teachers for organising the events and races.
Sacred Heart are looking forward to the athletics and cross-country carnivals. We are grateful that we can speak on a radio. It is something that students and kids hardly get to do. This is Lockie and Barnaby saying have a good night and thank you for listening. Our song is Try by Jay Chow. We chose this song because I thought that it would...
Hi, I'm Emma Wright.
And I'm Lauren Wright.
And if you saw us together, you would notice we're identical twins. We are here tonight to talk about the Sacred Heart Co-Teacher Program. We go to school at Sacred Heart and are lucky enough to participate in the Co-Teacher Program. The Co-Teacher Program was established in 2015 and has been successfully operating for the past 2 years.
The Co-Teacher Program takes place on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, from prep through to grade 6.
Co-teacher extends students' knowledge across all areas of literacy and mathematics.
We are both in the Grade 6 co-teacher program. In our grade, the co-teacher literacy group stays the same all year, but the maths group varies depending on the topic.
Grades 5 and 6 are very privileged to have Miss Thompson as our co-teacher for 2017.
In Grade 6, you get into the literacy group from your literacy results in Grade 5. For maths, you get a pretest fortnightly that determines whether you are developing, consolidating or extending.
Extending students go to Miss Thompson, consolidating and developing stay with the class teacher.
The people in co-teachers still learn the same topic the class teacher is teaching. They are extended in their vocabulary and with their math skills. Co-teachers go on lots of excellent excursions throughout the year. We think it is a very good opportunity for prep to grade 6 students at Sacred Heart.
We also think it is a great idea for all other schools around Tasmania. I'm Emma Wright.
And I'm Lauren Wright.
Good night and thank you for listening to us on City Park Radio.
Having an awesome time on air. School's out on City Park Radio.
Kaylee Cool and Shay Nichols on City Park Radio.
We are in Year 6 at Sacred Heart School. I, Kaylee Quill, started Sacred Heart in Kinder, which is 8 years.
And I, Shay Nichols, have been at Sacred Heart School for 6 years. Our topic to talk about is the NIJ de la Salle Carnivals. NIJ de la Salle means Northern International Junior School Sports Association.
I have only been to one, and I have been for discus. Shay has been to 9.
Our next NIJ de la Salle Carnival is our swimming. We will not be the only schools to compete. It is the private schools that compete.
The experience of it has been amazing. Everyone is supporting not only their school, but their competitors.
So, Kaylee, how do you get into NIJSSA carnivals?
Well, you have a school carnival with all of your houses. What houses are, they are groups that have a leader, and it is your team, along with other people from around the school.
What houses do you have at Sacred Heart?
The houses that we have at Sacred Heart are Rice, which I am in, Nagel, Young,
which I am in,
and MacKillop. What carnival is your favourite, Shay?
My favourite will be the athletics carnival. I am an athletics person. I train for athletics by swimming and participating and practising all of the details parts of the events. What is your favourite, Kaylee?
Mine would be the athletics because of all the events that we get to do and also of how well I did in the last one last year. That was a good confidence boost to me. Everyone in our school tries their best and some people get an awesome result.
But some people don't, but they still try their best and that is what matters.
Thanks for tuning in!
Hi, I'm Emma McLeod and I'd like to say hello to my dad Craig, my sister Kate and my brother William.
I'm Alice Jones and I'd like to say hello to my dad Matt Jones. Hi, I'm Grace, and I'd like to say hey to my dad, Christopher Barnes.
Hi, I'm Liliana, and I want to shout out to my mum and my younger brother.
Hi, I'm Emma Wright. I would like to shout out to my mum, my dad, and my brother Oliver.
Hi, I'm Lauren Wright, and I'd like to shout out to my Ned and Pop.
Hi, I'm Sierra DeMayo, and I'd like to shout out to my mum, my sister Montana, and my nana.
Hi, I'm Lily Scullier, and I'd like to shout out to my mum and my dad and my younger brother.
Hi, I'm Shay, and I would like to have a shout out to my sister, my mum, and my nan.
Hello, I'm Barnaby Jones. I'm having a shout out from myself.
Hi, I'm Lachlan Riley, and I want to have a shout out to myself, Lachlan Riley.
Hi, I'm Kaylee. I want to make a shout out to Bill Maynard and Ruby Howe.